We have just now begun the holiest time of the year. Liturgically, this Triduum is the high point. When you look at all the celebrations we have and everything, it all leads to this moment. And we begin by looking at the Passover, that beautiful sacrifice that the Israelites had to remember and celebrate the fact that they were freed from Egypt, that by the miracle of God, they were able to be saved from death, saved from slavery. Well, then tonight, we recognize the completion of that sacrifice in the Eucharist, that our Lord giving us his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist is the completion of that Passover. It might be a completion, but there are differences too. You know, the Passover, the sacrifice was an animal. It was a lamb. They would get a lamb, an unblemished lamb, that they would consume. They would also have to repeat it annually. So every year there was a different Passover sacrifice, year after year after year. In contrast, the Eucharist was not an animal that was sacrificed, but it was the sacrifice of our Lord himself on the cross that we will remember tomorrow. And it was only the one sacrifice. When we come to Mass, we do not re-sacrifice Jesus. There are some groups that say we do, but we really don't. When we come to Mass, we are uniting ourselves with that one sacrifice of the cross. I've heard it said as kind of an image that when we attend Mass, and at that moment that the priest is holding up the newly consecrated host and the newly consecrated wine, the body and blood of our Lord, newly consecrated, that at that moment in God's eyes, he is seeing every Mass that has ever been, every Mass that is, every Mass that ever will be in union with the cross. That at that moment we are there at the cross. Not just here in Malta, Montana, but spiritually linked to 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. When we come to celebrate the Mass, when we come to join in the Eucharist, our Lord comes among us in a way that is far different than any other way that Jesus can be with us in our lives. You know, he is present with us as the community, because of course our Lord says, where two or three are gathered in my name, he is here among us. That I, as the priest, standing in this position, in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, as the celebrant. Jesus, of course, is present in the word that is spoken, that when the word is proclaimed from the scriptures, he is here. But the Second Vatican Council reminds us that Jesus is present most especially in the Blessed Sacrament. The Blessed Sacrament is the presence writ large. It's the most important presence of our Lord among us. And because he is present in the Blessed Sacrament, when we receive him, he remains with us. Not just in the sense of that food becoming a part of us, but that we become a part of him. We literally become what we eat. You know, if you've ever heard that phrase, you know, and that's why we have the tabernacle. That's why we reserve the hosts in the tabernacle. Because we know that it's not just bread after Mass, it is Jesus himself. That's why the tabernacle is so important. And that's why this Mass is so striking, where the tabernacle will be empty when we're done. The tabernacle will be empty. The host will instead be in the cry room on the altar of repose. We will have removed Jesus, his real presence in the Blessed Sacrament, from the main part of the church, so that when we leave tonight and we come back tomorrow, it's empty. He's not in this room, at least in the real presence. Ultimately, though, through the Eucharist, we find our unity as Christians. That when we receive our Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity, we become more tightly knit as members of the body of Christ. That again, as we receive him, we become a part of him more deeply. And that lead comes with a call. It comes with a call to go out and serve as our Lord did. Our Lord washed his disciples' feet as an example of service. We are called to go out and show that same example of service in the world. We mustn't think that our call as Christians ends when we walk out that door. It's only beginning when we walk out that door. We are called to go out and serve those in need. We are called to go out and serve those who we can help, however we may be able to. We are also called to go out and proclaim that good news of salvation that we have heard. Go out and proclaim that to the world so that we may bring all to join us in participating in this sacrifice. Call the whole world. Our goal should be to call the whole world to receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament as members of the body of Christ. So may we seek that unity that comes through this sacrifice, the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross that we will receive here in just a few minutes. Because as our Lord says, as I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you also should do.